This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It is The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. I got a question for you. What happens when the left doesn't get Manafort? They are laser-focused on this man. They do not want him to get away. They are going back to 2006. We talked about it yesterday. And get this. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. So shouldn't the special counsel have to leave that part of the investigation alone? Isn't he looking at data of Manafort that he has no reason to be looking into if the scope of his work is how does Manafort relate to Donald Trump? This is an investigation that happened long before Trump even probably considered running for president. Why are we here? You answer that question. You know, I just want to know, when they have nothing left of Russia, and by the way, they have nothing left of Russia, but when it's official, what do they do? Who can I run to? That was an old song. Who was it? The girls that sang that song. Very popular band in the 60s. In the 70s, I mean. What you think? No, it wasn't them. But anyway, The Emotions. Yeah, who can I run to? Who can you run to, left? You got nowhere to go. The song was, who can I run to when I need love? Oh, man. Hey, you conservatives listening to radio right now, you can run to me. When you need love, you can come talk to me. I love you guys. I really do. I love everything about you. I love you. I have loved you before I even knew you. And here's what's cool. In 2009, when we officially met, it grew. Then 2010, you really made me love you because you know the old song, you made me love you, but I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it, but I did it because you voted out the Congress for Barack Obama. And then in 2014, you made me love you even harder because you voted in the Senate. You gave us, you people, and I use that in the most endearing sense of the words, you people made me love you. You were ordinary. You weren't that good to look at necessarily, but you wore me down. And maybe I did the same to you, because I ain't all that in the bag of chips either. I'll admit it. But yeah, we wore each other down. We started going, you know what? You're starting to look cute. You're starting to look good to me. Have you ever had that happen? Like somebody that just maybe wasn't your type, but they hung around, they were funny, they were engaging, and, you know, they were down to earth, and you just found yourself going, doggone it, right before my eyes, right under my nose. Well, that's how you guys were. See, I was cruising along, management consultant, not a care in the world, making money. Getting it taken away from me like a maniac. I mean, the government was, they might as well just come over and ski mask and rob me at night. I was getting hosed. I didn't know who to love. I was looking around, looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching for lies. And so, you guys walked into my life and went, hey, we love you, man. I was like, ah, you know, I know you say that. I've heard it before. I'm not all that attracted to you right now because I was busy. I was trying to build my career and all that other stuff. And 2009 came along and you made me love you. And I hope I'm making you love me. I hope I'm giving back. We're trying to meet you halfway. You don't want to be in a relationship where you're not in bed halfway. You don't. It's just not good for you. It's like, I tell my sons, I would say, look, I don't care who you pursue, but here's the thing. It must be equal pursuit. And even if you have to make it equal, you can go, man, I'm crazy, bro. I don't care. And that's a healthy way to be. By the way, that's the way psychologists tell you. You do things for people because you want to. You love doing it. That's great. I don't have a problem with that necessarily. But don't come crying to me. Don't come crying to me. You should be, if somebody, if you're overdoing it for a while, you need to back off and go, you know what? I'm going to step back. I'm going to slow my roll, pump the brakes, and I'm going to let them come do a few things for me. Just a test. You know, they'll, that, remember the movie where they had the reach over test of the girl when he put the girl in the car, opened the door for her? Did she reach over to unlock his door? Now, you can't do that anymore unless you got an old ride. But most cars now, she just hits the button. Click. But liberal women won't even hit the button. Y'all think I'm kidding you? They'll wait for you to hit your lock, your little auto thing. To click, click. They'll wait on that. They won't even hit the button. Too lazy to hit the button. They know what I'm talking. There are people out there, y'all are dating liberals, married to liberals, whatever, a dude or a girl, doesn't matter. And you know what I'm telling you is the truth. Too lazy. They expect you to do everything. Do nothing but complain about you. You work. You come home. You clean. You take care of the kids. You pick up dog doo-doo. You take the trash out. You cook. You do it all. And you know what they do?
Yeah, well, you didn't put my shoes on. Why didn't you put my shoes away?
Or whatever. Or they complain about the food that's cooked. Or that you didn't buy. You messed their order up when you brought it back from the restaurant. Or you tell them you're going to take them out. Oh, we go here all the time. Why couldn't you pick somebody where else? Why we got to keep going to the same place? They always got an excuse. That's why I don't like to tolerate them. Oh, yeah, come on. We're just having fun with leftists. I know they listen to the program. That's the deal. We got a lot to talk about today. You know, the Manafort thing to me, it's so old in the sense that we've already been, we've been tipped off to it. What is there to say? Is that it? The litany of people that, Russians, give me some Russians. I want to know Sergei and Vladimir and Pushtikov and Nastasha and Vitaly. And I want to know some Russians that are involved in this. I'm Paul. Come on. You want to convince me that Paul did it. Paul's the guilty one. Come on, we need to be more creative than that, leftist. I mean, well, he worked with a Russian bank that was doing this or that. He's a businessman doing business in Ukraine. What are you talking about? He worked with, did he help Putin invade Crimea? Man, maybe we can get him on that. Oh, by the way, there's no Trump. Where's Donald Trump's complicitness, involvement? He's not involved. That's interesting. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Google is admitting something, and I'm going to explain it here in just a bit. Morgan Freeman and the Russians. What's that connection? That's a funny story. There's a military base we put up. Oh, this is a good one. I gotta wait. I gotta hustle. I gotta get out of here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
To an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I'm about to share a story with you that will, I don't know, it'll probably incense you, but I'm going to warn you. I want you to put your smile on your face, and I want you to chuckle over this, and I want you to understand what this guy's trying to do. See, because leftists want to offend us on the Kevin Jackson Show. They want us to discuss their craziness, and we will, because I need you to know how they are. But at the same time, I'm not going to allow us to get caught up in this. I'm not going to allow us to trip, as we say, in the vernacular. But this story, I promise you, will make you mad. If you are a Christian, as I am, it's going to upset you a bit. Because it's an attempt to get to your sensibilities. And I'm warning you up front. It's not a trigger warning. I'm just telling you, we're going to handle this differently today. We're not going to let this get to us. So what it is we have our Bible, right? And we have multiple different types of this Bible. King James Version, blah, 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 all these different ones. And we're okay with that, because sometimes the Bible needs to be simplified. There's a simplified version that lets people, you know, it doesn't speak in Bible speak and sort of breaks things down. And then you got to go out and you got to do your research and you have to interpret it, because there are a lot of fake news people out there charlatans, people that tell you, the act like they know the Word of God as if they wrote it themselves. They don't know what God meant. But it's up for you for interpretation, because you have to understand your world and understand what would you do if you were looking for perfection in something. And sometimes that can be difficult to figure out. And that's because we've been secularized. We sometimes don't always know right from wrong. And the other part of it is this: we don't know God's plan. I was having this discussion. In fact, I'll talk about this a little bit, but I was having a discussion with a friend of mine, and he was talking about, would you give your life for Christ? Like if you were going to get your head cut off by a Muslim, and he says, I'll let you live if you denounce Christianity and say, I'm going to convert to Islam, I'll let you live. Anyway, we'll get into that discussion a bit later. But so all I'm getting at is this. We have a Bible. It's a living Bible. They call it the living Bible. And it teaches you right from wrong. And you know it. You know it inherently. There may be some areas where you go, I'm not sure. But that's generally because you are in conflict with yourself. You know the way of righteousness. You really do. So there's a gay guy, and he has written a gay Bible. And his name is Daniel something. And he wrote a book that he got somewhat famous for, becoming Michigan's, quote, mayor of hell for a day. And his last name is Daniel. I don't know his first name. So Elijah. And he rewrote the Christian Bible to feature people like Taylor Swift, Donald Trump, and Rihanna in an erotic religious text. And you can look up this story. It's in The Independent. The Bible describes Rihanna as a godlike figure who created the world like Jesus, turned water into wine, while Trump plays the role of Satan. Now, I just want you, again, I'm telling you, this is meant to offend your sensibilities. It's meant to get a rise out of you. And you can bet it's going to have all kinds of gay nonsense in there, just because they want to do it. In fact, I think his advertisement for it, the Bible, only gayer. That was his, and you can buy it at his website. And the brouhaha that's come up over this is because Amazon, Jeff Bezos' leftist utopia, took his book down. Now, I don't know how I don't know whether a bunch of Christians got together and said, look, we've had it. I'd love us to. I'd love to hit Amazon right in the naughty bits with a jackboot. That's a steel tip version of the boot. I would love to get that, hit Bezos right where the good Lord split him, because he deserves it. But they took it down. And this gay dude's like, why'd they take it down? I don't understand. With censorship. Yeah, it's all censorship now. He's upset. He's being censored. The book held the number one spot in Christian ebooks and Bible sales for a short stint, but it got removed from Amazon's site. Now, they consider this book a Christian book. I can practically guarantee you that no serious Christian bought this drivel. No serious Christian. Look, I don't care about the, what do they call it, living. There's the different Bible versions, and I have a King James version, but and there's like a NJV or something like that. I forget the names of these things. But it's easier to understand. I get it. I don't really like those Bibles, because I think you should hear the Scripture as closely as you can. And then some people would argue, well, Kevin, the King James Version isn't exactly the closest Scripture. I mean, you have to go back to this. Look, I'm not trying to get the Bible translated from Hebrew. I'm just saying, give me a consistent Bible. When we quote, at least it kind of matches up. I don't need regular speak. I can read Shakespeare, too. You get what I'm saying? But this guy has essentially bastardized the Bible. He's torn it apart, ripped it to shreds, because that's what the LGBT wants to do, by the way. They do not like that Christians really believe in something bigger than themselves. Because for the left, there is nothing bigger than self. I'm Alec Baldwin. I'm a star. How can you get bigger than this? How much more important can you be in the world? Mother Teresa? Gandhi? Who are you? You can't command the crowds that I command. You don't live the way that I live. That's how leftists think. They don't think about, you know, what's important in life. The only time they do that, folks, is at the very end. Tell them you've got cancer and you've got 6 months to live. Suddenly they find the meaning. All of this is no longer important. I now realize it. Let me tell you something. If you don't realize that now, shame on you. I have a friend made of money. He spends it. He says, I'm entertaining my friends. This is what it's about, bringing my friends together. And it's not like MC Hammer where we're going to break him. It's things where he wants everybody feeding off of everybody else. And he says he's got us all, you know, really caring about one another and finding out how people are doing. It's amazing. I love this guy. Anyway, back to this. Here was my question. Do you think Elijah Daniel would take the Quran and gay it up? Just curious, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, if you want to contact me and give me your opinion about this, 844-551-8255. Give me a call. Or KJRadio.com. Send us a note. Send us. Get contact us on Facebook. I want to know if you think Elijah Daniel, gay boy who says the Bible, only gayer, would do the Quran, only gayer. Now, I personally would, if I was in the mood, I'd do it. But here's the thing. I'm not going to talk smack about somebody's holy book in the sense of changing it up. I don't care about Islam. I don't care about talking about Muslims and all that. I'll talk about that crap all day. But I'm not going to defile what somebody wants to find holy just for shiggles. And that's what this guy's done to us. Shame on him.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we were talking about this this JAG, Elijah Daniel, gay Elijah Daniel, who has decided that he will write a Bible that mocks essentially the Christian Bible. And I don't know what he called it. Does it really matter? And here's the thing. Leftists love to mock Christianity, and they do it all the time. And we're mockable. As Christians, we're very mockable. Well, you want to know why? Because our religion is impervious to ridicule. Mock away, I say. Oh, and maca, you can mock the Christianity as long as you want to. It doesn't matter. You cannot break us. So, Elijah Daniel, which, by the way, his name does not go unnoticed on me, that he chooses two biblical names. And I'm going to say what his Twitter name, it looks like Thagdad, okay? I'm just going to leave it there. But that's his Twitter name, Elijah Daniel. That's what he calls himself. And on his Twitter page, he writes, Elijah Daniel is gay. And I truly do find it fascinating that of all the things that a person can reveal about oneself, most gay people choose sexuality. You know, if I come up and meet somebody and he's well-dressed, you know, I'll give you an example. I have a friend, his name is Jeff. First time I met Jeff, I thought, man, this dude is sharp. Sharp. And what's funny, I noticed him, you know how you watch people watch their eyes a little bit? He looked at my tie, my pen, and my shoes. I noticed it. He's coming down the stairs. I went. He was one of my distributors. Had never met him. Had heard of his reputation. Great sales guy. And I wanted to meet him. I'm signing up in the lobby. As I'm getting all signed up, I've got my, you know, I've got a Waterman pen. I've got a nice tie, a nice suit, you know, nice pair of shoes. He, that quick, he looked. And he said something like, you know, hey, nice to meet you, Kevin. He goes, I like that tie. And he goes, come on, I've got the conference room reserved. And we go up. And it was 2 years. I worked with Jeff on multiple deals. And there wasn't a time you see this guy, he wasn't stylishly appointed. I mean, just a great dresser, always highly professional. It was 2 years, and we worked the deal out at BASF. He brought everybody in, and It was 3 or 4 months later, I offered him a job, and he says, I need to tell you I'm gay. And I go, I know. And he was shocked. But here's what I love about telling you this story. I knew Jeff a long time. I didn't know he lived with Jerry. You know, we'd go to dinner. I'd say, hey, well, why don't you bring your, you know, bring your mate? I'd say things like that. Oh, you know, busy, you know, whatever. It'll just be us. But I never pushed the issue. And when I offered him a job, and then he says, I need to tell you I'm gay. And I go, I know you're gay. Now, he knew I was completely straight and, of course, knew my politics. And one of the things he told me, he goes, Kevin, I'm very, out there when it comes to gay issues. And I said, look, what you do on your personal time, as long as it has no impact on your ability to do business, which I haven't seen it, then I don't really care. And I think he found it shocking that this conservative felt that way. But I did, and I still do. Jeff was one of the sharpest guys I've ever met to this day. And I would put his sales ability up against the best of the best. That's what I knew him for. I didn't know him because he and Jerry like to, do the, with the Humpty dance or whatever. It didn't matter. If Jerry made him happy, I'm cool with that. Eventually, I meet Jerry, nice guy, blah, blah, blah. Invite me to parties, his gay friends. Oh, he's so cute. Yeah, fine. Yeah, he's very heterosexual. That's it. So, this idea that
I screw men and men screw me, that's my pride.
Daniel's parents must be so proud of him.
Look at that little boy all grown up and having sex with men. I don't know how to handle it.
Oh, honey, we raised him right. How small must a person feel that he introduces himself to the world in that way? I'm going to get to something else. I want to keep talking about this guy, Gay Daniel. Gay Daniel has over 500,000 Twitter followers, folks. Let me put that in perspective. I have 56,000. So it's not a small feat to do that. Now, could I have 500,000? Sure, if I put a lot of emphasis on it and whatever, probably. But I didn't. So he's got exponentially more people on Twitter than I do. So he's well known in his circles. And what they know of the man is that he's gay. Says it right on his page. King of the gays. Of all things one can tout, folks, humanitarianism, philanthropy, I'm a scientist, I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, I'm a painter, I'm a student, I'm a professor, I'm a free spirit, a bon vivant. Daniel chooses for God, Elijah Daniel as his moniker, and touts his sexuality. Elijah Daniel is gay. Go to this page. You'll see it. I say to Elijah Daniel that his choice of not one but two biblical names also proves to me that he wants to mock Christianity. I don't believe that's his given name. So he mocks us. And I told you guys he made Trump Satan. And I'm going to get to another point here in a minute, but he made Trump Satan. And I think this guy just is looking for 15 seconds of fame, 15 minutes of fame. Congratulations, Gay Daniel. You're getting it. Trump is Satan. Who couldn't see that coming a mile away, though, right? Gives new meaning to Donald Trump's apprentice catchphrase, "You're fired." Now, doesn't it? Oh, man. So I talked about Daniel, and I know people are saying to me, Kevin, why are you giving this guy publicity? And I say, why not? Leftists believe, folks, that their ideas will stand the scrutiny of the public. They do. He believes that he is doing the right thing, mocking Christianity. He's teaching us a lesson. He's saying to us, you people out there that believe in this nonsense, you hate gays, because he's completely distorted in what we believe. So now he's lashing out at us. I'll get back at them. I'll undo thousands of years of dogma by coming out and saying, unintentionally, coming out and saying to these people, you're wrong. Your God is dead. Whatever. So I like showcasing their lunacy. People need to know how twisted the left really is, because I'm going to tell you, you don't know. Oh, you think you know. But you don't know how twisted the left is. I assure you. Now, I told you the other day that in Gay Daniel's world, Rihanna is a god. She's God. She is his God. And again, Trump is the antithesis of God in his world. Therefore, Satan. Now, I'm shocked he didn't make Barack Obama God. But, Daniel's got his own world here. So let's run with it, okay? Now, He's writing his truth. Because, you know, leftists are quick to point out, look, this is my truth. You know, how you going to go against me, man? This is my life. This is my truth. Okay. Oh, hey. Let me back up, bro. Let me back up. This is your truth. So, Rihanna, a chick from the West Indies, is his truth. It's his God, Donald Trump, who now that he's president, is Satan. I don't believe Donald Trump would have been Satan in his novel had Donald Trump not become president, beating Hillary Clinton, etc. I think he'd pick another Satan. He would pick another Satan that he could hopefully get 15 seconds of fame off of, or 15 minutes. So, I just wanted to talk about his truth for just a second. So, his God is Rihanna. And his God got her butt kicked by a hip-hop artist by the name of Chris Brown. I just want to put his God in perspective. And then she sought therapy. Chris Brown, you know, went and did his penance and, you know, abuse and, you know, whatever. He had to go to do his time for domestic abuse and what have you. And all is well. Now, I don't know about Rihanna as God, but I'll put it to you this way. I will tell you with 100% certainty that Chris Brown cannot beat up our God, the Christian God. He can't. He may be tough. I heard he works out. I heard he does a little boxing. But he can't beat our guy. Our dude is tough. I'm going to get to where I'm talking about this all in a second. Because I want to ask you a question about your Christianity. And I think it's important. It came up in a discussion that I had with a friend. And I'm going to save it for the next segment. But this is why I'm talking about this subject again. Because I only wanted to cover it in one segment, but now I'm going farther here. Anyway, I'm glad that I met Gay Daniel on this little research project that I had. He told me all about himself, so I'm going to forever call him Gay Daniel, because I think it's important that he be recognized for what he wants to be recognized.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
As you guys know, there are three things that you should not discuss in public, in company. What do they say, in good company or something like that? It is religion, sex, and politics. So welcome to The Kevin Jackson Show, where we will discuss religion, sex, and politics quite extensively. And I'm coming off the heels of this discussion around gay Elijah Daniel. And the reason why I did two segments on that subject that I only planned on doing one is I wanted to sort of segue into another discussion that I had with a friend of mine who is he's an agnostic. And he says, we were having this discussion around, would you denounce Christ to save yourself from Islam? You know, in other words, somebody's got a knife to your throat and they're like, if you say that you now love the Quran, you love Allah, and you will denounce Christ, then you can live. And so this friend of mine, who's a radio show host, very popular one, he says, of course I'd denounce Christ. He goes, Christ would know that when I got to heaven afterwards, you know, dying of a natural death somewhere along the way, that I didn't mean that, that I only said that for that reason. And, okay, I get it. I can understand an agnostic saying that. And so I said to him, well, it really, that's not the case, man. You know, I said that what life is about, it's a series of tests for you. And here's my theory. I don't know if you guys may disagree. If you want to chime in on this, contact me at kjradio.com or call the show at 844-551-8255. But here's what I said. I said, look, it's a test. When you were in your mother's womb, you were in another world. You had no ability to make right, wrong decisions, whatever. All the decisions that were made for you in that world were made by the organism that played God to you. And that organism was your mother. If she had taken drugs, you took drugs. She smoked, you smoked, etc. She determined if you're going to be born. She literally had the ability of life and death over you, and she lets you be born. But once you get born into the world, into God's world, it's all God's world, but you know, go with me on this. You now have ability to choose. You can choose going in the way of temptation, going in the way of doing wrong or whatever, or you cannot. And to believe that there's nothing beyond this is really pretty, I find it interesting given that I've already proven to most people in my first book, The Big Black Lie, I talk about this subject and say, if you don't know how you got born into this world, why can you not believe that you're going to pop out of some big, the equivalent of a vagina, into another new world? How do you not know that? We call her Mother Earth. Why can't Mother Earth birth us into a whole other realm that we know nothing about? We search the cosmos and we're fascinated by the distance of light years that things are away, and how will we ever time travel and get to this or that? We've got, you know, satellites taking pictures of things up in space, and we can't believe that there's something else. And all this vastness, we can't believe. And we can't figure, I'm talking about as agnostics, and we can't figure out that there's probably something beyond this that we want to go to. You know,
oh, Kevin, I can't believe that we're all going to burn in hell if we do this.
Okay, fine. Look, I get that the imagery may, hell is a whole different concept when you think about heaven. So is heaven, by the way. You may say, oh man, my little drop of heaven is when I'm sitting along a stream, you know, at a campsite with a fire going and we're singing Kumbaya and roasting marshmallows. Okay, trust me, that ain't the heaven we're talking about. But that may be your definition of heaven. Your definition of hell may be what the Bible conjures or what somebody tells you. Who knows? But all I can tell you is, hell can be brought to you in a lot of ways. So, back to what you denounce. So, my buddy admits that he shied away from religion. He says that, and it's dogmatic, even under the most dire circumstances, that one should be able to denounce his or her faith in order to survive. So, I said to him, so in other words, worldly life is all there is for you. See, that's what you're saying. He's saying the only thing that matters in life is this life. If I don't believe in this other thing, I have to fight for this life with all the gusto I have. And I think to myself, dude, everybody dies. Everybody's going to die. I don't care how long man works to preserve himself.
One day man will live to be 200 years old,
and he will regret it. He will regret it. I mean, think of all the you know,
oh, Kevin, if I could live to be 200 and still feel like I'm 20, you still wouldn't want it.
Believe me, think it through. Think of all the aspects of life beyond what you realize it to be. This finite thing that ends in, you know, 70, 80, 90 years old, whatever that number is. Think about how you've rationalized birth and death and all the things in between as it is now. So, if you do believe that worldly life is all there is, then I agree. If a Muslim wants to cut off your head, you better say whatever it takes for them to say it. But for me, it's a short-sighted view. because it implies that the only threat from Islam I would face is that moment, right? He says to me, Kevin, I won't cut off your head if you denounce Christ. Okay, I denounce Christ. Now you're part of Islam. So what that means is everybody around the world is doing this. Everybody's denouncing Christ. So we're going to live under the caliphate. All right? We will succumb to Islam. What happens to your way of life? Now, as a guy, I told this to a feminist the other day. I said, hey, look, as a guy, I would love to go to Islam just to shut you feminists up. Because then you have no voice. Do you understand that by not going to Islam, I'm fighting for you? I'm fighting for your crazy views. I'm fighting for the ability for you to say, I hate men. That's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for you to believe that men are oppressing you in all kinds of ways because I want to keep you from an oppression you don't even realize. But here's the real question. What do you teach somebody when you don't stand up for something? Because he says to me, Kevin, would you say that of your sons if they were to be faced with that? And I said, yes. See, now, with my kids, and I go, okay, so let's just go there. So you have something you believe in, right? You believe in your children, right? Yeah. Okay, do you think that the Bundys believed in Ted? Do you believe that the Gacys believed in Gacy? Do you believe that the Dahmers believed in Jeffrey Dahmer? If you want to believe in your children as your, you know, as some savior thing, you are out of your mind. But here's what's interesting. I'm just telling you, kids are going to let you down the same way parents are going to let down kids. We can believe in each other in the sense that I'll back you. And I tell my kids all the time, you know, I've had issues with my oldest son for years. I mean, we've had, you know, a relationship that's strained. It continues to be. And through no fault of my own, I'll be honest with you, it's not a fault of my own. It's some growing up that he has to do. But I tell him, here's what you can know in the world. No matter what, there's somebody willing to give their life for you. Somebody out there will jump in front of a bullet to save your life, will jump in front of a car, will fight 50 people to save your life. That's your dad. Because I'll do that in a minute. Now, do you believe they could believe that about me if I would denounce Christ? Because it's easy to talk about, my life is, you know, is when it comes to my kids, my life is this or that. Really? Prove it to me. Because if you don't understand there's something bigger than you, there's something awaits you that's bigger than you, and you won't give your life for that, and you want to convince me, Kevin, I'd give my life for you. I'm not convinced. See, he can be convinced. If I tell you, I'll give my life for you, I'll give my life for you. You don't have to guess. I'm in it. Under pressure, this guy is saying to me, I'll do what it takes to survive. Because this life is all I got. That's what he's telling you. And no matter how many ways he wants to convince you, this buddy of mine, no. When it comes to my kids or protecting my wife or what, no, you won't. No, you won't. You'll let it go. Because in the back of your mind, you know what you're saying? This is all I got. And he's sitting there going, well, what? If you won't do it for something that's bigger than you, or you're telling me this is bigger than you? You want me to believe that protecting your family is bigger than you. But I don't believe it, because if you won't protect something that you believe doesn't exist, if you can't protect this bigger ideal, you won't protect other stuff. I know that. I know cowards. Because I'm not one. Anyway, I'm curious what you guys think. Let me know. Kevin Jackson, back in the
day. He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.